T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's official. When you hear that song and PFT Commenter joins the program,
towel, non-alcoholic beer.
It is then Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, amazingly smooth, loved throughout the DMV. Vodka Red Bull Friday starts now. PFT, what up, man? How are you, buddy?
Happy March, guys. The best weekend of the year.
How's your bracket looking, PFT?
Busted. It's busted, B-Man.
You had Kentucky as well?
I had Kentucky winning a couple games. I got JMU going to the Sweet 16, so as long as that hits, then I'm feeling pretty good about myself. I did not see the Jack Gokul experiment paying off big time. How do you say his name again? Gokul? Gokul experiment?
Yeah.
That dude could shoot,
was
man.
Incredible. That was so much fun to watch.
BFT, I'm pulling for JMU. JP pulling for App State still.
No, I'm rooting for JMU today all the way.
You're an App State guy.
You can't jump on our bandwagon.
You can't jump on our bandwagon.
You're a Louisiana guy.
Hey, but I took them when Louisiana was out of it early.
Dude, so JMU is the last hope for, well, I guess Longwood too. I don't want to disrespect Longwood. But JMU is kind of, did you see what happened with UVA the other night?
That was an embarrassment to the state of Virginia. That was an embarrassment to Thomas Jefferson. That was an embarrassment to the state of basketball. That was an embarrassment to just everything that we've grown to love and cherish about March. It was disgusting. And maybe the worst part about it, if you're a UVA fan, I'm not saying anything that UVA fans don't know. I am friends with a lot of UVA guys, and they did not really want to be in. They were glad to be in the tournament just because they're like, oh, hey, cool, we made the tournament. They don't want their brand of basketball exposed to a larger audience in the state that it is right now. So what they've got going right now is just it's a far cry from what it was when they won the championship. I don't know if Tony Bennett's going to be able to adapt to anything. But the worst part about the Colorado State loss to Texas yesterday was Colorado State scored, 11 points in the first half? And UVA fans couldn't make fun of them. UVA fans were just hoping. They were just hoping and waiting for one team, just one team, to have a worse offensive output in the first half than they did. And they got one team that did it. The only problem is it's a team that smoked them. So I do feel bad for UVA fans, but guess what? JMU is a basketball school. It's a football school. It's a baseball school. It's a men's rugby school. It's an everything school. So JMU is I can't believe that we're actually playing against Wisconsin in the tournament tonight. It's not something that you ever expect as a Dukes fan. The basketball team was very much an afterthought when I went to school there.
One of my friends told me, take JMU, dude.
Same guy that called an Oakland upset yesterday. So we're kind of listening.
I like that the guy's got some credentials, some pedigree. But I don't like that JMU has become the school that everybody is picking. You know, it's the trendy 12-5 this year. I'm not feeling very comfortable about that. I do appreciate the support. But I don't know. I guess this is what people deal with every March if you go to a school that's got a good basketball program. You have this, uncertainty. You're excited. I'm just pumped, man. I'm going to be at the game tonight. I'm going to be saying it loud, saying it proud. I'm going to be in Brooklyn. Hopefully get to sneak over and watch a little bit of the Vermont Duke game. Hopefully the Catamounts will be just whomping Duke. That would be great. That would be such a nice little treat.
Other than JMU beating Wisconsin.
But hold on. Let me ask you this real quick, PFT. You're going to the game tonight in Brooklyn. Are you going to be wearing a tuxedo? I heard that on the podcast, but I'm not sure if that was accurate.
Okay, so here's the deal. I've got a wedding that I'm going to. I'm actually packing my stuff right now, and I'm about to fly from Chicago to Brooklyn for this wedding that I've had planned for the last 8 months. Wow. Just if you're getting married, Just make sure to look at a calendar and make sure that it's not during the first weekend of March Madness. Just doing everybody a favor out there by passing that word along. But it's a friend, so I made a commitment to go to it. So I'm going to be out there for a wedding today, and the wedding is about 10 minutes away from Barclays. And I've timed it out where it looks like the ceremony and the reception will be getting done just before tip. So I'm going to go straight from the wedding, probably quite inebriated. If I know myself, if I know my wedding behavior and the trend that it's been following in the past, the advanced stats and sabermetrics say that PFT will be very drunk by this time.
The advanced stats.
So I'm gonna head on over to Barclays, and then there's no time for me to change because I can't go back to my hotel. Not enough time for that. So I'm just gonna be rocking the tux at the game tonight.
So who's not the basketball fan, the wife or the husband?
I don't think either one of them is.
Now you know they aren't.
Yeah,
really.
Pick your friends better.
I'm actually not that sure. I'm going to guess that the couple is not college basketball fans if they schedule the wedding for this weekend on a Friday. But I'm going to have my phone. I'm going to be the most antisocial person in the world. The trick
sound
is
like somebody else I know.
Yeah, I do that frequently.
I'm going to have to find like two or three people. Like, we'll make eye contact when we go in, like we're the members of, like, some underground French resistance army, and we'll just make eye contact with each other and be like, okay, yeah, you're one of us. You're one of us. Okay, we'll have a table in the back with the games on our phones.
PFT, you'll like this. At Brian's daughter's wedding, it was also the U.S. Open golf tournament that weekend. Yeah. And during dinner, I had my phone out and was watching it, and my wife was giving me a hard time. She's like, put that away. And then B came over and started watching it, too. So that kind of bailed me out.
Hey, I put money. I paid for this thing. I can watch what the hell I want to play. So, PFT, what other than JMU, as I was stating, what's the other upset you're looking for today?
Okay, other upset I'm looking for today. I'm trying to remember the games that are going on this afternoon. I like the under in Marquette. I know that Western Kentucky puts up a lot of shots, but the thing is they shoot a lot, but they don't make a lot of shots. So perfect game to bet the under on, especially since, like, if you're not going to be watching that one, unfortunately I can't watch that game. So I'm just going to hammer the under, and then I'm going to check my phone later, and hopefully that one is going to hit. Give me what are some of the other long shots that are playing this afternoon? I don't have the schedule for it right now.
You know what's interesting, I think, anyway, I root for Bama, but they don't play a whole lot of defense, and Charleston could score. That's an interesting one that is kind of, like you said, like, JMU is this super popular underdog today, so I'm kind of trying to look elsewhere.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't
have some faith.
Yeah, I think.
No, you're right about Charleston, though. You're right about the Alabama game. Like, Alabama, it's not just that they don't really play defense. They don't even try. I think Stanford Steve put it best. He said they don't even pretend to play defense. They don't make it look like they're trying to play defense.
I think it's like a strategy, dude. Like, I think they're so focused on being up-tempo and scoring a lot. Like, remember, who was the dude that coached the Suns for a while and then went to the Knicks? D'Antoni or whatever? And everything was predicated on being 7 seconds or fewer? It almost seems like they're going for something like that.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Like, they do not care about defense. They think they can outscore you. They've got some good players, but they don't have, like, the beasts that they've had in the past. They don't have, like, any absolutely dominant guys. So I guess, you know what? And let's get this narrative going, too. Nate Oates, he might have one foot out the door. He might be thinking about that Kentucky job that might be open.
Wow, I didn't even think about that.
Like, well, he got a massive contract extension to stick around at Alabama after the Michigan opening happened. So he's coached in Michigan before. They locked him up, but if there's one school that would be able to pay a buyout to get a basketball coach, it would be Kentucky, and it would be a double buyout to buy out Nate Oates and then to also buy out the rest of Cal's contract, which, like, you know, we talked about Texas A&M and that job opening back in the fall, and how sometimes the buyout at A&M is tied to the price of oil, since so many Aggies own so much oil that they're able to afford stupider stuff. When the price of oil goes up, so the price of oil went up this fall, boom, they had a massive check for Jimbo Fisher. I need to find out what the Kentucky equivalent of oil is to see, like, how do the alumni come into a windfall? Is it, like, the price of bourbon? Like, the price of, like,
racehorse stock. What do they call? What do you sell for when a racehorse goes to stud? That might be how
stud fee.
And that might be how Kentucky comes up with Coach Cal's buyout is stud fees.
The price of thoroughbred sperm is what you're saying. If thoroughbred, I'm going to check the markets after I get off the call.
I led you there, PFT, but I certainly wanted you to say it, so I appreciate it.
Thoroughbred sperm on Google after I get off. And,
don't do that on a work server, bro. Yo, safe travels. Go Dukes. Thank you for the time, brother.
Go Dukes. Go Dukes. Down Bucky. Up yours, Bucky the Badger. I'm coming for you.
You and Big Cat, good luck, man. I hope you survive. Thank you, man.
All right, see you guys.
That's our guy, PFT Commenter. Look for him on TV tonight at the JMU Wisconsin game. He'll be the guy in a suit, in a tuxedo. Coming from a wedding.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.